I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. Spoken Worldwide has completed the first ever New Testament translation using oral methodology. The text is arranged to be read aloud easily and naturally. Ed Weaver says this is a Sudanese Arabic translation.
It was really kind of an interesting thing because Sudanese Arabic, there's a lot of speakers of Sudanese Arabic, maybe 30 million worldwide. And there's probably at least a million Christians. So there was a lot of people there that are highly educated and can, you know, be involved in Bible translation, but still a very difficult language to navigate in terms of geography, hostility to the gospel.
Sudanese churches have responded saying it's the best translation they've ever had. They use it in Bible studies as well as outreach events, praise God for the new resource for these Sudanese churches, and pray they'll be strengthened. And in the Middle East, Muslims who've become Christians often feel isolated. They may have no churches to join, and they might not know any other Christians. The prayer ministry Cry Out Now wants to connect these believers. David tells us,
recently, we were able to gather together a group of believers who represent lots of different subgroups. So they're all from a Muslim background, but it was a mix of ethnic groups, subgroups within Islam. You have Sunni Muslims, you have Shia Muslims.
This group of 12 Christian men and women prayed and worshipped with other Muslim background believers for the first time. David says this group began immediately supporting one another. One woman gave advice about how to navigate marriage with their new faith. Pray Cry Out Now would be able to make more connections like this with Muslim background believers. Thanks for listening to Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries. In this Advent season, Transworld Radio wants to share a prayer guide with you to help you in the waiting. Journey with us through the 2022 Advent season as we pray for people groups all over the world. Look for the links at missionnews.org. I'm Ruth Kramer.